Well, good morning. Welcome to this week's edition of our Focus on Health show brought to you by Van Deese Medical Center, where now more than ever, their focus is you. And on this beautiful September day, we call upon Lori Foster from Van Deese Medical Center. Good morning, Lori.
Good morning, Pat. How are you today?
Not too bad. Let's get a little, there we go, and do a little button pushing right there.
A little adjustment?
Yeah, a little adjustment there. So okay. Now we're all set to talk with you and some wonderful guests we have today talking all about SHIP.
Yes,
talk about the Senior Health Insurance Information Program, and pretty soon we'll begin the registration process for that. But first off, you had an awesome day Sunday for golf, didn't you?
We did. We actually had an awesome weekend last weekend, Pat. You know, we started things on Friday, September 23rd, with the Auxiliary's 50th anniversary reception, which was an extremely wonderful success. We had over 60 attendees there. We were able to highlight the extraordinary history and contributions of the Auxiliary over the past 50 years. There was a light lunch. We honored some of the original charter members. Some of those members had family members that were in attendance. Mm-hmm. And it was such an enjoyable time. Members just really got to relax and enjoy conversation and fellowship with each other. And so happy anniversary again to the Auxiliary.
Indeed.
And a thank you, huge thank you to all the work and contributions that they have done over the years to support the hospital and our communities. So that was terrific. We kicked off the weekend with that anniversary celebration. And then, yes, on Sunday, September 25th, we had our 7th annual foundation golf outing. It was held out at Briggswood's Golf Course. We had an 18-hole best shot. It was a little breezy, but the temps were perfect. You know, I definitely have to share that this event would not be possible without the wonderful support of our sponsors. And so I do want to acknowledge them. We did that a few times on Sunday, but I want everyone to hear. We had some terrific support. Our Eagle Event sponsors included First State Bank and Town and Country, Graham Construction, Cerner, Carl Chevrolet here in Webster City, Peterson Construction, K&H Corporation, The Daily Freeman Journal, 21st Century Rehab, Avela Bank, Canon Medical, WCF Financial Bank, and Webster City Custom Meats. Our Birdie Event sponsors were Life and Healthcare Incorporated, Psychiatric Medical Care, D&B AgriSystems, Ide Bailey, who is actually our auditing firm, mm-hmm. and Incision, who is one of our vendors that works with our surgery department. And then we had some terrific hole sponsors as well that included People's Credit Union, Seneca Foundry, Ridge Development, PSI Printing Services Incorporated, Boone River Financial, Farm Bureau, Nate and Jake Mueller, Gerber Auto, and Heffernan Chiropractic. And then I do want to thank, we have a few others that either donated prizes to the event or helped to support it in one way or another. Special thank you to Leon's Pizza, Morning Glory, KQWC Radio, La Perla Jarocha, Stanhope Locker, and Carol and Judy O.C. So it was a terrific event. Webster City Custom Meats was the winning team. We actually have a couple other teams. We had a first place that went to D&B AgriSystems. Second flight, first place, went to 21st Century Rehab. And then we had some flag events, and those contest winners included Ashley Allers, Dave Henry, Kurt Veldhausen, and Scott Rector. So again, thank you to our many supporters and everyone that came out and participated and enjoyed the day. We are still getting some checks in, so I hope to have a final figure of the proceeds from the event on next week's program. Those proceeds do go to support the purchase of EKG machines for Van Deese Family Health Clinics. So thank you once again.
Indeed.
And then I have one other quick announcement that I would like to share. It's hard to believe that this weekend is going to be October already.
Yes, brand new month.
I know. I don't know where the time has gone.
88 days to Christmas.
Oh, Pat, nope, we can't even be talking about that just yet. But we do have a free exam week that is back, and it's taking place next week, October 3rd through the 7th, 21st Century Rehab, located at Van Deese Medical Center here in Webster City. So if you have pain with daily activities, tightness, or trouble moving, we encourage you to schedule a free 30-minute exam with one of our joint and muscle pain experts. So they can help with back pain, shoulder pain, neck, knee, or elbow pain, wrist and hand pain, hip pain, ankle and foot pain, if you suffer from vertigo, if you have jaw pain, ear or facial pain, headaches, lymphedema, and more. It's a wonderful opportunity to get in and meet this team. If you haven't already, I can't say enough good about the entire team with 21st Century Rehab. So you can certainly call them at 515-832-7735. Or you could go online and you can register online for an appointment. So again, it's free exam week and it's next week, October 3rd through the 7th.
Very nice.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Terrific benefit. And then that will do it for my announcements today. And
all right.
We have lots to talk about
yes,
on today's program.
Next 24 more minutes. So let's get right to it there, Lori, about SHIP. Lori?
Very good. Thank you, Pat. Yes, today we're going to be talking about the Senior Health Insurance Information Program. The acronym is SHIP. So every year, Medicare Part D and Medicare Advantage plans announce their changes for the next year. And Iowans on Medicare can decide if they want to change plans during an open enrollment period, which is effective from October 15th through December 7th. So any changes made will be effective the first of the year, January 1st, 2023. Again, the Senior Health Insurance Information Program counselors are available during this time to review plans and let you know if you can save money, yet continue to have access to the prescription drug plans, I should say prescription drugs, that you need in 2023. This is a free service. The SHIP program is free. It's through the State of Iowa Insurance Division. And we're very proud because Vandy's Medical Center serves as a sponsor site for SHIP. So I have as my guest today, very pleased to have two of our volunteer counselors with us. We have Daylene Schlitter and Joyce Gelhaus. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Very nice to have you here. I'm going to have you start with just a brief introduction. I know you have been longtime residents, and many people know you have worked with you through the SHIP program. But just tell a little bit about yourselves, and we want to make sure that we introduce our new and our newest volunteer counselor as well.
Okay, first of all, I want to introduce our new counselor. We're very glad to have Karen on board. It's Karen Johnson, and she has very good experience being a retired pharmacist. So we're very happy to have her on board. So you can make appointments with her or Daylene or I.
So. Thank you, Joyce.
Yes, we're very happy to have a third counselor. It's just going to lighten the load a little bit for Joyce and I. So we're very pleased she's passed all of her tests and she's done some counseling and is ready to go.
Yes, we're very excited. And for those that are unaware, Karen Johnson previously was one of our pharmacists out at Vandy's Medical Center. And as Joyce mentioned, brings a wealth of experience. And so we are thrilled to have her as one of our new volunteer SHIP counselors. These ladies will talk about the work that they do and services that they offer and the number of people that they meet with during open enrollment periods. So it was really necessary to get a third counselor on board, and thrilled to have all three of them providing these services. As I mentioned, we're coming up on the Medicare open enrollment period. Again, that begins October 15th through December 7th. So let's talk about why this is such an important time for our seniors to be aware and maybe talk about the options for appointments during the open enrollment period this year.
We have sent out over 650 letters to people in Hamilton County. A few go out of county because some of our surrounding counties are very light on SHIP counselors. We ask that you fill out the paperwork, send it back to us in the envelope we've provided. We will review your paperwork If you want to make an in-house appointment or a person appointment in person, you certainly can do that. There will be, we are able to do that. But if you still are comfortable doing things over the phone, particularly if you don't need to change your plan, we will do it over the phone as we have in past years. If you did not get a letter in the mail and you want one, please call our SHIP line, which is 515-832-7769, and leave your name, phone number, and address, and we will send you the letter and the paperwork to fill out in the mail.
Perfect. And Daylene, with that paperwork that is sent out, what's the information that you are typically needing or you get from people in order to be able to review their drug plans?
Okay, in the computer under that client, if they've been a previous client, we have the drug information. But we always like an updated drug list of all their meds so we can review it and make sure we have all their drugs in to review. And also, we just need the client information with the Medicare number and the start date of the Medicare and all that information.
Very good. Now, previous to, well, it was right about the same time, I think, that the letters that we had sent out to previous clients, there were also probably some reminder postcards that were sent out from the state of Iowa Insurance Division, correct?
That's correct. They use the Driver's License Data Bureau and pull up people that are over the age of 65 in our county and send out a reminder card. And those went out, about a week before our letters mm-hmm. did, because even my husband and I got one in the mail. So I know that many of you have been reminded to make your appointment. The one thing you can always change every year is your drug plan. You can change that because drug prices increase, decrease every year. And Joyce is correct. We do like to check your medications because maybe last year you were taking something at a 10 milligram and this year it's a 5 milligram. And would you believe prices change sometimes by the strength of your prescription drug? So that's one of the reasons that we ask for that drug information. I know many of you think, oh my gosh, I just sent this in last year. You've got it. But maybe the strength of your drug has changed. And that can make a big difference.
Gosh, and I just think it's a free program. I can't stress enough. I encourage anyone that gets the information, or if you haven't received it, you know, to take the time, fill out the paperwork, and send it back in. Because it's possible that you can save some money, you know. And why wouldn't anyone want to take advantage of that? It really is a terrific program. I know people are receiving the cards, the letters. I know you, both of you mentioned after the cards went out, all the phones started ringing already. So it's very encouraging that people do take advantage of this service and review the plans that are available.
Okay, one thing with medications. I had a client just call maybe a month ago and say, well, this drug, what will the cost be on, you know, my plan? Do I want to look at maybe taking something else? Well, that medication was going to be very expensive, so she could go to her doctor and say, okay, is there a generic or something else that I can take? This is, you know, it's not only during open enrollment. It can be, you know, during the year, too, that we can check out your meds. We can't change the plans, but we can give suggestions.
That's a great point that you make, Joyce. I'm glad that you shared that because it does allow the patients, like you said, to get back with like their primary care provider or you know, the physician that they see to maybe ask about different options if they're on certain medications and if there might be something that's very similar but might be a generic option or a more reasonable option for them. So now I know that you deal with, gosh, unique situations all the time. And there, how many, do we know how many prescription drug plans that there are with Medicare?
Well, last year there were 28 in the state of Iowa alone. Now, this year, I'm not sure. We are just coming up on our final review, what we call a fall review. And in fact, they're not, all the drug plans are not even in the system yet. So people that call up and say, oh, I want you to check my plan today, we cannot do that today because Medicare hasn't downloaded all that stuff in the system yet. But we can tell you that there, I'm sure, will be way over 20 different drug plans in the state of Iowa.
That alone is just, it's almost hard to believe to have that many drug plans. And then we also have those Medicare Advantage plans, too. So, and I know people see the commercials on TV. I'm sure you have individuals that come in and they're wanting to kind of compare, you know, how is this plan? What do you think about this Medicare Advantage plan? You know, what information would you want to share with listeners?
Well, we know that Medicare Advantage is very appropriate for some people. Mm-hmm. We totally understand that. But we also know that there's a lot of misinformation out there about Advantage plans, particularly when you live in a rural area like we live in. If you live in Chicago, New York City, possibly even Des Moines, you have a lot of choices. But in rural Iowa, you don't have those choices. So therefore, to take an Advantage plan, you, as the consumer, must check with every one of your providers, eye providers, dental providers, your health providers, your specialty providers, and make sure that they will accept the plan that you think you might be interested in, because many of them do not have contracts mm-hmm. with Advantage. One of the other things you lose is you lose your actual Medicare Advantage or Medicare card, what it brings to you. And there are some services that can bill Medicare direct for their services. Once you take an Advantage plan, your Medicare card is no longer valid. Actually, your Advantage plan takes the place of that, and you can't get those services for free. So you really want to be very, very careful about taking an Advantage plan. Now, I'm not saying that they're not good for some people. They are. We have lots of people who are on Advantage plans. But you can change them, and Joyce will tell you about that.
When you start a Medicare Advantage plan, you can try it for up to a year, and if you're satisfied with it, you can keep it. Or otherwise, it has to be before the year's up. We can also change it to maybe another Medicare Advantage plan, or we can help you get it switched to a supplement. But if you run into anybody offering you a Medicare Advantage plan, give us a call. You know, if you have any questions, that's what we're here for. We're here to help you through that and help you make your decisions.
Absolutely. And it can be very, very complex, very confusing. And I think what we want to stress here, too, is, you know, just to make sure that whatever plan you choose, it has the appropriate coverage that you need for the services that you need. So, again, it's an opportunity. Our volunteership counselors can do some different reviews, review different plans for you, and then find, you know, really what plans are the best option for what you need. And then the decision is yours to make. So it's a wonderful time, again, during open enrollment period to take advantage of that. But we also have, you know, the rest of the year outside of open enrollment period that we want to talk about. All of our volunteership counselors also offer information for those individuals who might soon be retiring and going to be going on to Medicare and maybe have some questions. So what suggestions or recommendations do you have for these individuals, those that are looking to retire soon and looking into Medicare?
Well, they can come and visit us, and then basically we go through the steps of the process of what you have to have first, second, third, you know, like you have to call Social Security to get your Medicare number and all that first. And then we go over the supplement options with them. And then we can talk about the drug plans also. And some insurance agents will also offer drug plans. But we also do the drug plans. And the insurance people are licensed to sell theirs. We are not licensed. We get no profit. And we just set them up at the lowest cost for the client.
And we can enroll you in any drug plan that is appropriate for you. I might want to say that just because you're turning 65 does not mean you have to go on Medicare. It does not mean that you have to notify Social Security. You can keep working as long as you want, as long as you have creditable insurance with somebody else, you are just fine to keep working. You don't have to do anything, but call us and we'll be glad to make an appointment with you and go through all of these steps.
Perfect. And when would you say is a good time for someone to call? If they, you know, it doesn't usually happen overnight. Usually people are thinking, oh, I might be looking to retire in the next 6 months or, you know, and then that time kind of shortens that time period. What's your recommendation? And once somebody makes a decision, they know that they're going to be retiring as of this date. What do you recommend for a time frame?
Well, if they know their date, we can start working on it 3 months before. Okay. And I would say the majority of our clients do come to us probably that first month. So that everybody has a chance to have their supplement, their drug plan, and all that set up so they're ready to go the first of the month of their retirement month.
Okay, excellent. And again, I'm going to throw the number out there if you're tuning in with us today. Again, if you have questions, whether it's about open enrollment, whether it's about an upcoming retirement that you're considering, and you'd like to visit with one of the SHIP volunteer counselors, the number to call is 515-832-7769. So in addition to comparing prescription drug plans, during this open enrollment period that's coming up beginning October 15th, and the opportunity to talk with those that are looking to go on to Medicare, you also assist people in checking for eligibility to see if, say, extra help is available.
That is correct. There is a lot of extra help available for anyone whose income guidelines fall within our parameters. Now, they're not our parameters. They're the government's parameters. But we have been able this year to probably get maybe 20, 25 people in Hamilton County alone with extra help. Extra help paying for their drugs, extra help with maybe they don't have to have Part B taken out of their Social Security anymore. And that's a big number for a lot of people. It's $170-some usually. So those kinds of help we can offer if your income guidelines fall within the parameters. And we will be glad to help fill out the papers. We have people in Des Moines that's all they do is work on those kinds of papers.
Wonderful. Thank you, Daylene. How about any special circumstances or information that either one of you would like to offer For those individuals or residents who live in nursing homes and they have some unique and special situations in regards to changes that can be made to their Medicare Part D plans, correct?
Yes, people in care centers can be changed. We can change their drug plan. change their drug plan every quarter, because we know in nursing homes the drugs change quite often. So that way we can catch, you know, all those changes and make sure they're still covered well for the care center.
Very good. Great information to share, Joyce. Thank you. So what information or reminders can you share with our listeners today to keep them and others from falling for scams that are out there? And in particular, questions related to Medicare. You know, maybe just some quick tips. What would you offer?
Well, you never give your Medicare number out over the phone to anybody, period. Don't let them scam you into or talk to you about giving you giving out your Medicare number. That does not need to be done, period. I've even had people who want to work with me over the phone to set up their drug plan say, I will not give you my Medicare number. And I say, that's just fine. Where can I meet you for coffee? And I'll get your Medicare number in person and prove to you that I am a SHIP representative. So please don't give out your Medicare number over the phone to anyone.
Joyce, did you have anything that you wanted to offer there?
Not right now.
Okay. Okay. Very good point to make, Daylene. And we know that these scams exist, you know, from time to time. And so you just got to, if something doesn't seem quite right, it probably isn't. So check into it before you offer information, before you fall for a scam, even when you think you're doing the right thing. I know both of these ladies have encountered individuals that, you know, felt like they were in the right and they were doing everything right, and only to learn that it was a scam.
I had a call myself last week telling me that Reader's Digest had picked my name and I had won all this money. I don't even take Reader's Digest to begin with. And this gentleman said, oh, that's okay. We got your name from the taxes that you pay. And then I just keep leading them on and saying, oh, I don't pay any taxes. What? You don't pay taxes? Well, I need your bank number. Oh, I don't bank anywhere either. Well, what do you do? Oh, I said I'd keep my money under my mattress. He hung up.
As he needed to, yes.
So, well, be careful.
Be careful is right, and definitely question some of those requests that you're getting.
And one good thing is, don't answer the phone number if you don't know it.
Because they can leave a message. If they need to get a hold of you, they will leave a message, their name, their phone number, what they're calling about, and you can certainly return that call. So, well, I definitely want to, again, stress the open enrollment period that is available coming up October 15th through December 7th. SHIP has helped Iowans on Medicare save millions of dollars. And I think we've even got some figures of last year, but the amount of savings that occurred with our volunteership counselors and with those that they met with here in Hamilton County.
Okay, during open enrollment last year, I saved my clients $129,200.
And I saved mine $68,846. So that's almost $200,000 in Hamilton County alone that we have saved people. And that's just in that short period of time. There are other times when we have saved lots of money, too. The state of Iowa is one of the leading states for SHIP. We have one of the best teams in the world working for us here in Iowa. The Insurance Division of Iowa backs us up. They are 100% behind us, and they answer all of our questions when we have them.
Wonderful. Ladies, thank you so much. Right there is a true testament The reason to take advantage of this free service during October 15th through December 7th, schedule an appointment. Review your Medicare Part D or Advantage plan. Our volunteership counselors want to make sure that your prescription drugs are covered at the lowest cost with the least amount of restrictions. So again, if you have any questions, the number to call is 515-832-7769. Leave your name, a phone number, and even your address, and they can get paperwork out to you if you have not received that yet. Daylene and Joyce, thank you so much for being on the program. I want to thank them both for their service and thank Karen, too. We're very excited and very fortunate to have three volunteership counselors serving our individuals and residents throughout Hamilton County and beyond with our sponsor site at Van Deese Medical Center. So thanks again.
That's it.
That'll do it for today's program, Pat.
All right, Lori, thanks very much. And Daylene and Joyce, thanks for joining us today. Appreciate that. That does it for Focus on Health. It's 901. This is KKWC Webster City.
ABC News. I'm